yesterday is gone. Today is upon us. It's Monday, April 15th. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the late Richard McFadden. We have Evan Mantell at the controls in our studio in Washington to bring you the, the story of today, which includes, but is not limited to, a discussion of the taxes that you are supposed to have.
Is something due today, Dougie?
Yes, there's money due today, Jen. Money, money, money.
I want that part out.
Money, 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 money. What do you think? 888 302-3684. The government and taxation. How you pay your taxes. Do you know where the money is going? Do you think more and more people, I would ask this of you, the two of you, do you think that more and more people are really aware of where the money is being spent? Are people heeding the discussion, like all the waste fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and how asinine it is for the government to even get away with, to contemplate, never mind accept people paying more in taxes when so much is fraudulently used?
I would like to say that people do, but I think that people don't. I think that we are becoming more aware that there are things like no, but I think we're operating without a budget. I think people are becoming aware of that. I think that people are a little more skeptical of government programs and things, but I don't think we're there yet where they realize, you know, just how big the problems are, that we're paying all these taxes. I think, and Rich always brings up a point, if we actually had to cut the check ourselves out of our paycheck instead of it just disappearing magically, we would definitely question where the money goes a lot more than we do. Right now, it just kind of goes. We're not used to seeing it. We don't really pay attention to it. It's just kind of gone, and we don't. And I think if we did, I think we would question a lot more, or we'd at least demand maybe a report of some kind that says, here's where it's going. Here's the breakdown.
Who's
going
to demand that?
I would. I mean, I get so upset.
Who's going to listen to you?
Nobody. Well, that's the problem I have in life.
Well, but no, in general, the average person feels impotent against these.
Yeah, against the big guy.
What's gone on, and we sort of have given over our powers. And you see, as much as we may or may not like what the NRA does, you see what a strong advocacy group can do to change the public debate. So those of you who think that it's impossible to get through to government, all you got to do is take an example from the NRA. How many other, why isn't there a taxpayer? There are taxpayer groups. Why aren't they as strong as the NRA? Think about this for a second. Put this in your pipe and smoke it, if you will. Think about how influential the NRA is based on this one issue. And is the ownership of guns as important as the taxes that you pay, where the money goes, how it's metered out, how it's collected? Certainly not, would be my answer. What about you?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So where is the advocacy group? There are any number of them that we can find. And why, if in fact there are more of them, don't they have more impact on the system? The senators and the House members who are worried, really, about their chances, depending on where they are in the country, certainly more specifically, if they don't vote the right way on these gun issues, then they get tossed. Mm-hmm. So why isn't that the case with taxes? Because taxes are so much more important.
Because no one wants to shine the light on it. Because both Democrats and Republicans are guilty of being beneficiaries of these big programs. And, you know, there isn't, I can't think of a politician who would want to shine a light on this because they don't want to lose any type of funding. And I don't know, every time tax day comes around, and pretty much every week, I think, these days, I always think back to why we don't have the IRS is the biggest organization for waste, fraud, and corruption. We don't need them. If we had a sales tax or if we had a flat tax, you wouldn't need that organization. You could shut down an entire branch of government. You could make it smaller, and you could make everybody pay their fair share instead of just the people who find loopholes or the people who don't pay taxes now. Everybody pays their fair share when it's a sales tax.
Right, exactly. The fair tax. Mm-hmm. And there are organizations that put that forth, too, and they don't get anywhere.
Nowhere. To me, it's the most fair. It solves your immigration issues. It solves your, you know, I mean, it solves
a lot
of problems.
Everybody pays.
Right, everybody pays.
At the point of purchase.
You want to buy a yacht? You pay for that.
It makes too much sense.
Yeah. Well, we have to do something.
If only we ran the world, kids.
If only we ran the world. Find out in a moment. What did you say, Kenny?
Oh, I was going to say, What I think about this even worse is that I would bet that the majority, if not all, of our so-called leaders in Washington don't know where the money goes either.
No,
that's true.
They get
that's
these exactly. They get these enormous bills that they don't read that yeah. everybody shoves stuff in. Nobody knows where the money's going.
Yep, you see all the time something gets tacked on. Wasn't it last week or the week before something reality wise they didn't know they were voting on it. I think even got added in maybe after the vote. It's how corrupt the system is. I forget what it was. We were spending for something outrageous and more pork and the kinds of things that disgust most of us. In a moment, you'll find out what your odds are of being audited as tax day is part of our thought process. Let's talk about springtime. Let's talk about getting ready for the beach. Let's talk about getting ready for family barbecues. Let's talk about graduation parties. Let's talk about summer weddings. Let's talk about vacations. Let's talk about being ready. I mean, getting ready to look your best, and looking your best, feeling your best, starts with how people see you when you smile. So, whitening your teeth, because a white smile says healthy and happy, is the way to start. Having yellow teeth can be embarrassing, especially in pictures or when meeting somebody new. So let's think about what you can do. You've heard me talk about power swabs. You know that they're safe, they're effective. Power swabs work in 5 minutes. You can quickly have a new white smile. If you've had dental work done over the years and you have false surfaces in your mouth, like caps, crowns, and veneers, power swabs works on them. And so you'll be thanking me, I think, when you call 800. Let me write this number down so that all of you can get it. Are you all ready for this number? I said, are you ready for the number?
I'm ready for the number.
Ready for the number.
Big tease.
Big tease. All right. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. The number to call to order power swabs. If you use the first application, as I said, in 5 minutes you'll notice a difference. Use it for a week, you'll have 6 shades whiter teeth. Whiter and brighter. Clinical studies show that your teeth are going to be much healthier, too, if they're clean. You don't want all that stuff on them because some of that stuff gets up in your gums. Try power swabs. Risk-free, 800-865-7602. That's the number for Doug's connection. Call today. Save 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-865-7602.
If you're locked in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Well, welcome back.
Oh, hello.
16 past the hour.
Charlotte had to go out. You know, the call of, it's not the call of the wild, it's the call of nature.
Yes, indeed.
So, as today is tax day, there's a story at DougStephan.com you might want to check out. For those of you who are thinking, as is suggested by our poll today at DougStephan.com, we're asking whether or not you've cheated on your taxes. That song, you cheated, you lied. So the options are here. Yes, I always do. A. B, I did this year for the first time. C, no, but I thought about it. D, I never cheat on my taxes. E, I'll let you know when I finish.
Uh-oh.
The poll Friday, how did you do on your taxes? 37% of you said you got a refund. 31% said you owe money still. 18% of you said I'm getting a refund. 14% said I don't know yet. So that's sort of the squalor of the moment.
I'm getting a baby refund. Does that count?
Well, maybe. So what?
I don't know yet, but I have suspicions.
Uh-huh. What does the Internal Revenue do, the service IRS, in targeting people who are doing things that are illegal, according to them anyway? You probably should be worried if you own a small business. Mm-hmm. In one of the wealthy suburbs of Los Angeles, for example.
Okay. Go figure. I have one of those.
You might also be wary if you're a small business owner in one of dozens of communities near San Francisco, Houston, Atlanta, or the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. There's a new study by the National Taxpayer Advocates Group, which used confidential IRS data to show large clusters of potential tax cheats in the large metropolitan areas. The IRS uses the information to target taxpayers for audits. Taxpayer advocate Nina Olson runs an independent office within the IRS. She got access to the data as part of an effort to learn more about why some taxpayers are more likely to cheat than others are. The study also looked at tax compliance in different industries, found that people who own construction companies or real estate rental firms may be more likely to fudge their taxes than business owners in other fields.
Huh.
Many of the communities identified in the study are, let's see here, places like Beverly Hills, down in Newport Beach, let's see, New Carrollton, Maryland, College Park, Georgia.
These are hot.
Lots of people are audited in those areas. So
looking for the loopholes, maybe.
Well,
I'm too poor to have a loophole. I don't, because you know the more money you get, the bigger your loophole, because you can afford fun people to figure things out for you.
Right, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. You can afford the penalties. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In California, the government is going to have to release 10,000 prisoners because of overcrowding. And listen to this. This is amazing to me. It's been calculated. We could put inmates on a Carnival cruise ship for less than half of what it costs to keep them in prison. Of course, you can't put criminals on a Carnival cruise ship. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. But, you know, but still, it's an amazing statistic. Well, more problems. More problems for the Carnival Cruise Corporation. It seems their cruise ship Fascination failed a health inspection. The CDC inspect, it failed the cruise ship Fascination. That's the best. How about Defecation? Isn't that the best name?
This is interesting. A new study found that social networks like Facebook, Twitter, have made people less polite to their friends. Yeah. And that's just one of the ways social networks have made our friendships different. Here's a few more. Before social networks, you might say, oh my God, can I see a photo of your baby? After social networks, you say, oh my God, you have to stop posting photos of your baby. Before social networks, you waited a week to ask that cute guy at work his name. After social networks, at the end of the week, you know his name, where he went to college, and every ex-girlfriend he's had going back to ninth grade. And here's one more. Before social networks, you might say, oh yeah, Jeff from high school. I wonder whatever happened to that guy. After social networks, you're like, oh yeah, Jeff from high school. He's triple divorced and posts a photo of his bald cat every day. That guy, Jeff.
I don't think that was very funny. Did you? Honestly?
Okay, not the funniest, no.
Nah. Jay Leno always has something.
A smile on my face.
Always Jay Leno has something that makes people smile. And such was the case with veteran comedian Jonathan Winters, who died of natural causes in California. At the age of 87, he'd been on a lot of the late-night shows for decades. Johnny Carson had great fun with him. He had a lot of very successful comedy albums in the late 60s, early 70s. He performed in character, his most famous being Maud Frickert, a sweet old lady with a sharp tongue. And I think we have an example of that right here.
I don't know. Well, what's your pleasure?
Well, if I told you that, we'd be off the air. Oh, my dress is caught on this funky little stool. I thought maybe it'd help me, Dini.
No, I never touch old ladies.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's the station break announcement time. We'd better read it, huh?
Yes.
You, a card person.
Here I am, Mr. Martin.
Isn't she graceful?
Not particularly. When she walks, it looks like she's got two kids fighting under a blanket.
Now, why don't you tell the people where the announcement is written, honey?
All over my body.
Poor, deformed creature.
A terrific figure.
Are you kidding? I put my body up against hers anytime.
I don't care, just as long as you don't put yours up against mine.
Dean Martin with Jonathan Winters. I think I was talking to Jennifer off the air and to Evan and to Kenny about the audiences that liked him, and many do not remember the character Maud Fricker. It's an age sort of thing, I guess. Younger audiences, I think, know him from his stint on the Robin Williams Mork and Mindy program.
Mork and Mindy.
Remember
he was
him
also on a show. The one I remember him most for was a show called Davis Rules, which was only on maybe a season or two, but my grandmother and I used to watch it together, and he was the grandfather on that show. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the voice of Grandpa Smurf on Da Smurfs.
Da Smurfs.
Yep. You remember that?
I do.
Smurfs movie, I think was the last one was a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, and there's another one, I think, due this summer.
Is he? Well, he's been the voice as well for that, right?
Yeah. This is his last role.
Yeah, yeah. But what a character, and the way he, as Kenny and I were talking earlier, most of the stuff lends itself not well to audio, but to video, to watch his face, those expressions and his hands moving around and things like that. Priceless, priceless stuff from Jonathan Winters, who's passed away, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Recently, the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of Spirit Airlines versus the U.S. Department of Transportation, and that actually is good news for consumers. What that means is that the Department of Transportation rules on fair transparency will stand. You'll get to see the full price of an airline ticket every time an airline advertises a fare. Now, they can still give you a breakdown of government and taxes and fees, but it can't be shown prominently. I consider that a win, because you can now do real price comparisons. This price disclosure is part of a bigger initiative from the Department of Transportation, which also includes increased compensation for lost luggage, long tarmac delays, and involuntary bumping. So why did Spirit Airlines sue the Department of Transportation? They claim the rules violated their right of free speech. I disagree. Not to disclose fares prominently basically violates my right of full disclosure. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your Philip make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
ThatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE Smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler is here. This is Marathon Monday and Patriots Day here in Massachusetts. So the Boston Marathon, I was in last night at Meredith's, and she lives right downtown. Did I win?
Yeah.
It was. When, what do you mean, did I win what?
The Boston Marathon.
It's today.
Oh, today is the day.
That's kind of like, this is another Jonathan Winters moment for me with Jennifer.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Who's on first?
Yes. Well, I think actually Jackie Robinson is in first first. That movie did very well over the weekend, and it brings us back around to thinking a lot about what this is supposedly the anniversary of his first day. Was it 66 years ago? I think I said that earlier. I saw that, Kenny.
66 years ago,
and he began as the first person to break the color barrier. Here was 1947. It's an annual event, but because of the movie this year, it is probably more underscored. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the things I've heard about it, for example, Harrison Ford. Did anybody see this? By the way, I didn't see it.
I didn't, but I read a review on it in USA Today while I was traveling, and they said something about it not being enough to pay tribute to him, that it wasn't that great.
Really?
But it must have been, because people, I mean, gosh, it was number one movie by far, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There have been a couple of other Jackie Robinson movies over the years that have, you know, portrayed basically the same story, not necessarily as well as I had to look twice to see that it was Harrison Ford that was the owner of the team. I did not. I'm talking about when I saw the previews and then a couple of pictures of various outtakes from the movie. And it just, but that's not the real important story here. The really important story is how we still have a lot of the same problems. I think sports is a very good way to understand what the society that we live in is all about. And you still see a lot of examples in the world of sports where blacks are not very welcome, even though in basketball especially, and football probably a better example than baseball in terms of the number of black players. We seem to have more Hispanic players in baseball, I think, than black players, don't we now? Mm-hmm. And but there's black, many
probably.
More black,
yeah,
player, huh?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's the but in hockey, for example, I have never seen a black player.
There have been, actually, one of them is a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, there have been a handful.
How is he your friend?
Please, that is so immature. Are you trying to insinuate that
I'm not trying to insinuate anything. I just wondered.
No, he is a nicely, happily married man. That
I didn't see. No, that was not my suggestion at all.
That is looking at maybe doing a show with me. So he is a, he's become a friend.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, anyway, Jackie Robinson, certainly very impactful on the landscape of sports. I'm glad the movie did well. I look forward to seeing it, frankly. Other things that people are looking forward to, more information on the birth of President George Bush's first grandchild, Jenna, what's her last name now? Hager, I think,
Hager.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is she the one that works on NBC or is it the other
yes.
one?
Yes.
She's the one on NBC. So how did they handle that? Was she reporting up until the time that she had the baby? She
I saw
visible?
Her on last week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Margaret Laura Myla Hager.
Wow.
Middle name after her mother. That is right. The baby named after her grandmothers. Okay. So both grandmothers, both mother and child are healthy. Born on Saturday in New York City. So that's nice. Good news. You know what? The people who turn their nose up at that announcement because they don't like George Bush's politics, the kid has nothing to do with their old man's politics. So give it a rest, please. George Bush's daughter. Get lost. I'm the first one to stand in line taking shots at the father and the grandfather, but people that connect, they have the weirdest way of connecting.
They're a nice family.
Yeah, they're okay. Listen, Laura's a good mother. She seems to be, I'm sure she'll be a good grandmother. And so I just say give it a rest. China has a problem with the bird flu. This is the HN7 version. And so the news media is all over this, Reggie. We're going to all die.
Be afraid.
As they should be.
Yes.
We're all in danger.
Right. Yep. If you don't die from the bird flu, you'll die in an avalanche in Washington, like the hiker who did this weekend. All of the I've seen more things that were tied to, maybe it's because I was looking at them, maybe that was my mood over the weekend, I don't know. The essence of all this bad news, and now the Arctic ice cap. The reason for the avalanche is because all the snow is unstable because of global warming, and the ice packs everywhere and snow packs are beginning to mount. And if you don't want to have that problem, don't go skiing anymore.
Aw, that's a bummer.
I guess. Yesterday was supposed to talk to a friend last night who is in Salt Lake City. And those of you who are listening there, is it true that today is the last official day of the skiing season in Utah? You have the 15th of April is it? Is that like the hurricane season? Official start is June 1st, officially over November 1st. So can you?
Snow is not allowed after April 15th.
No, that's what I wondered about.
I skied on Mount Hood in Washington. I want to say it was in May.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, usually snow season goes. I mean, you know, they always say it starts to melt towards the end of April, but, you know, right. You can probably squeeze a few out.
It may have been later in April.
Yeah.
Later in April?
Yeah.
So the weather brings us around to thinking about the predictions that Jesus will come again, and with that comes the floods from Noah's day, or which comes, is Noah come
yeah,
first and then Jesus
comes? Always makes me think of this.
Right. Well, it's the weather. Come on, that's, I'm tying this together. Give me a break, will you please?
Okay.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot. A man. Excuse me.
Partly cloudy today in L.A. I wonder what Noah would say about that.
A Florida man says he's building a replica of Noah's Ark in Miami-Dade County will be a museum and petting zoo raise environmental awareness. But isn't there another? There was somebody else who built
some guy just finished building an ark somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not this guy.
Yeah, it wasn't Norway. Or
yeah. Right. And he just finished it.
There's a museum actually. Well, not a museum, but an exhibit at the Skirball Center in Los Angeles where they actually have a replica of the Ark.
Yeah.
And they have all the animals and you can go visit them. And it was all made out of recycled material or something very L.A.
It's a fascinating place.
Yeah.
I used to call it the Screwball Center.
The Screwball Center. That's what it looks like when you drive fast.
Right, it is, yeah. It's right next to the Getty Museum. It's going up over the hill.
They do have asylums again.
I just did a quick search for Noah's Ark to see if I could find where that Ark was built.
Yeah.
And an ad for it, Noah's Ark Water Park Amusement Park pops up.
Ah, perfect.
That seems weird.
51 water slides and dozens of other various attractions.
The Ark is non-denominational according to its originator. Again, because we sort of tend to think of Noah's Ark as a symbol of something. I never, ever, ever, until this moment, I look at the story from the Miami Herald from yesterday, and I'm never, I'm never amazed anymore at how something can be pulled out of thin air like this. Who would have thought at all? Did any of you consider the Noah's Ark story to be connected to some particular religion? Kind of like
it's
Moses?
In the Bible. Yeah.
I was about to ask, how could you make Noah's Ark a non-denominational exhibit?
Well, because it's nobody had religion when Noah was around. There was no religious connection to any of that stuff.
But it's an Old Testament story. Yeah. You wouldn't know about it if it wasn't in the Old Testament.
How is it
so
not?
So then it's Jews and Christians.
Right. How is it not attached to Jews and Christians?
I never thought about it, actually. I never, ever thought about it as anything.
I'm pretty sure that story is not in the Quran.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of two animals, they have like never, seven virgins.
Never heard Buddha talking about it.
Yeah. Never heard Buddha talking about it, really.
No, don't think so. Buddha's Ark.
Huh.
That could be the name of like a Chinese restaurant,
though. Hi, speaking of restaurants, how are we tying all this thing, this stuff together? Last Friday, Chef Louis had an amazing recipe for ice cream cake.
Oh, this is so cool.
If you have not gone to DougStefan.com and seen Chef Louis' location on the right-hand side of the homepage down, about three-quarters of the way down, right-hand side, Chef Louis in his kitchen, click on that picture, and you get this week's recipes and every week's recipes. We've had ice cream cake. We've had Asian coleslaw.
The Asian coleslaw.
We've had honey-baked hams. We've had all kinds of things that he's got, appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, desserts galore, and it's there for the taking. Just get the info at DougStefan.com. There are a lot of things there that are, when you do something really that you're proud of in the kitchen, do you take pictures of it?
It's a big thing now on Pinterest and whatnot.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's huge.
Yep. And the things, maybe the different ways you can use some of these things, some of the recipes, very, very cool. And I want you to know that our pictures that are at DougStefan.com are brought to you by our friends at HGTV. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you, whether it's good eating, whether it's a friendship, it's games, it's your pets, it's your children, it's whatever's going on in your neighborhood. All of these things are great fodder for great pictures. Tag your best photos with hash brown love home.
Hash?
What did I say? Did I say hash brown?
Are you hungry? Our poor Dougie's hash hungry.
That's beautiful.
I probably should give that instructional tidbit again then, right?
Yes, please.
Tag your best photos with hashtag love home on Instagram and Twitter. Share your photos of what you're eating, what you're cooking, and you will probably see them on HGTV. They go to HGTV. They want to see photos of what is going on at home. Again, it's hashtag love home on Instagram.
Speaking of hash browns, if anybody's got some breakfast they want to bring by.
All right, help yourself.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you're locked in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC-certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so Richie and the boys and girls talk about cheating off the air, and what better way to get into a discussion of tax time?
Yeah, absolutely.
And thinking about who's cheating, who's Zooming who. We've invited comments at DougStefan.com. Email to any of us, whether it's Richie or Jennifer or Kenny or me, or you can send us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. If you have anything working there on tax day, in fact, Ken, I didn't ask you this before. I wonder if there's...
I had actually posted in there to ask people to go to the website and vote in the poll rather than out themselves on the website.
Ah.
Yeah, there's that whole element of
anonymity. That too. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. The tongue isn't working yet.
Thomas says tax sheets should be locked up. You are only cheating yourself and your fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm. It's a way of looking at it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chet in New Hampshire says the government should be taxing wealth and not income.
Things tax wealth and not income. We're looking at this wrong. The people that benefit from the society the most should pay the most. If I'm sitting on $250 million, why should I only pay 10% when the person who can't even afford a peanut butter and jelly sandwich pays 10%? If right now the rich people claim that they're paying most of the taxes, we pay most of the taxes, but they also only pay 17% of their income. So if they double that, they could pay all of the taxes and still pay a less percentage of taxes than your average middle class person pays right now.
Wow.
Wow, Chet.
Pretty amazing. That is when you think about it that way. 888-302-3684. Another New Englander named Tony says the government has all the records. They ought to figure out this mess and the 74,000 pages of tax rules, regulations, and laws. They've got the record, so you figure out what we owe in taxes, not us. That's an interesting.
So I've been doing my family taxes, for my kids, my wife and I, for decades, and I see the redundancy that I must do every single year. And so my solution is, to simplify things, I believe, is instead of actually writing the numbers down, going through all the numbers, instead of doing that, just send a simple profile, a family taxpayer profile form, sent to the federal government at the very end of the year, just to see if there's any changes in a family or personal profile this year as compared to the previous year. And if there's not, the federal government knows how much they owe us, what the refund should be, or how much the taxpayer should pay. Because they have all the records from all the income, from the employers, the banking institutions, the investment institutions. They have all the records.
You know, that's actually quite genius.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, you think about it. Yeah, every single year we write the same information, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
With some minor changes.
Yeah. What a ridiculous reality.
That guy's genius.
Yeah.
The other
guy's listening to the Good Day program. What do you expect?
Of course.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Into a new day, the Doug Steffen Good Day Way. A lot of people listen to this program as a way to wake up, find out what's going on, maybe have a smile or two, enjoying the company of Rich and Jennifer and Kenny and Roberta and me and guys like Shelley Palmer. I don't know how much company he is. I've actually only met the guy once. And he wouldn't, I don't know, he's not the kind of guy I'd want to, I wouldn't go to a party at his house. It's pretty dull. But he's good.
Wow. Some geeky conversations.
Geeky.
About
yeah, he's a geeky guy. I mean, what do you think from people who are...
But it's good information.
So that's great information. Yeah, that's why he's here, because he has
just
great
wouldn't go to a party and listen to all this stuff. Right here, right now, it's perfect.
Right, we're having our own...
Over a beer on a Saturday night? Not so much.
How about a beer on Monday morning?
There you go.
Shelley Palmer talks about Barnes and Noble's attempt to sell their e-reader, The Nook. Sell it how? We'll figure that out. Plus, Facebook gets a big tax refund. And that story coming up as well here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Barnes & Noble is doing whatever it can to get Nooks and its digital content into the hands of the masses. After running a March promotion where buying a Nook HD tablet got you a Nook Simple Touch e-reader for free, the company is now pushing its presence in Windows 8. Nook Media, a subsidiary of Barnes & Noble that's partially owned by Microsoft, recently announced that people who downloaded the Nook app for Windows 8 will get 5 books and 5 magazines for free, chosen from a select list. This This is in addition to the over 1 million free titles already available in the Nook Store. Barnes & Noble is also enhancing the apps on its Nook devices by incorporating in-app purchases in the coming months, putting its tablets in line with those from Amazon and Apple. With all of the effort Barnes & Noble is putting into its digital media branch, can it really step up and challenge the market's big dogs? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, the New York Times over the weekend says that Twitter is about to launch a music feature that will use the listening habits of users, friends, and followers to recommend music. How does this fit into
Sounds like Pandora almost, doesn't it?
Does it?
Well,
or Spotify.
To some degree.
Spotify, where they recommend the music. I don't know how they'd serve the music, though.
Really?
That'd be interesting.
Well, yeah, this Twitter doesn't have... There's a new Twitter music page you can go to if you want to check it out. Meanwhile, Facebook, according to stories this weekend, gets a $429 million tax refund. But, Richie, that's on top of them paying a couple of billion dollars in taxes, right?
Yeah, I would imagine, Jennifer.
Well, Facebook's getting a refund in large part.
You're in the studio, Ralph.
That's me in the studio.
Yeah.
Over a $1.3 billion tax report, or tax break, according to a report released by the Citizens for Tax Justice. Now, that break was because Facebook awarded its employees in 2012 when the company went public with stock options. So they built in this huge tax incentive for them. Now, the story here is that social media has just erupted with outrage over the fact that Facebook got this huge refund. Keefe TV said, "We can't figure out how to fund education in the U.S., but we're paying Facebook $429 million for a tax refund tonight."
Just a minute.
And
if it wasn't for Facebook, there wouldn't be the jobs, there wouldn't be the tax in the first place.
And there wouldn't have been the payout to
all the
investors.
That's the whole business.
That was an incentive to give the investors the money was the
created,
tax break.
Right. Because the rhubarb created by those who want to break the country apart. We need to tax the rich more. I mean, this is a stupid
whatever you
specious
hear
argument.
The Center for Tax Justice.
Yeah, right. I guess who runs that? All right, anyway, I think we've had our way with you, at least for now. 59 past the hour.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.